Hi, and welcome to Misha Jade Holistic Spiritual Therapy Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here and that you're connecting with these messages that I share. I appreciate you always. I am going to be talking about resistance, and this is something that we all experience. Though, as you start to connect and gain more awareness for yourself and the things that happen in your mind and your body, and how they can ripple effect into your exterior world, you will notice that you start to release that resistance from your life, and you start to trust and accept situations and experiences for what they are. And this is something that has been brought to my attention recently of something that I do. And it's something that I have definitely not always done, but I also wasn't really aware that I was doing it so much lately. And it was someone else that commented on it and had said to me when I was saying about how the moon phases and the Mercury retrograde that we're going through, I don't really notice the effects as much anymore. And even if something comes up, I notice that I am able to flow through them with much more ease. And she responded with, well, that's because you don't have resistance to these things anymore. And I didn't realize that initially, that that's actually, what I have been navigating to get to that place for quite some time. And that's why I thought it was a really important topic to discuss and hopefully bring awareness for where you might be in your life resisting or having a resistance to. And this can be connection to your emotions. Are you resisting certain emotions in your body that comes up for you? Are you resisting certain experiences or situations in your life? Even sometimes we might even resist certain relationships in our lives that maybe are coming to an end, or there may be a dynamic that's not supporting you or the other person, so we resist it because what can happen is we want to resist the confrontation or the challenge or the hardship that we might go through by acknowledging that that's what needs to happen, especially when you have to express yourself. And you have to express your voice, and you have to share from a vulnerable place for you to be able to honor yourself and express that, you know, something's not making you happy, or someone's being disrespectful, or someone's not honoring you and your time. So you resist the confrontation to be able to express yourself. But in doing so, what you're doing is harming and hindering your life experiences. And you are to save, peace of mind, or to save the peaceful connection on their account, so you don't have to confront them. You're harming yourself because you aren't honoring what your needs are. And when you come from a place of, trust and surrender, which is also very directly linked to resistance, if you can trust and surrender to your experiences and your relationships and your emotions and the challenges that come up in your life, when you really trust and surrender to whatever the process is, and that everything always happens for your highest good, even the really hard, crappy experiences. And I've had quite a few in my life, as I'm sure everyone does. But if you can find a way to really trust and surrender and honor how you're feeling, honor how you're feeling in those moments. Honor and allow yourself to feel and process what you experience in those hardships and those hard times. And then allocate a time where you're going to shift out of it. And then you can find that trust and surrender and trusting that everything happens for the highest good, and that everything happens for you, not to you. And when you have that deep trust and surrendering in your experiences, you will notice that you stop resisting things, because it's in the resistance that we create more hardship. It's through that resistance that you create more pain and struggle in your life, because you're resisting what is naturally going to happen anyway. You might be resisting your job, like you don't like it, you're not happy, you don't want to be there, you're disrespected, you're not honored, you're not valued in that space, but you resist leaving even though you know that is for the highest good, even though you know that's going to be more beneficial for you to shift into a new job or a new career completely. But the longer that you resist it because you're scared, you're worried, what will people say? How will you be judged? What will happen if it's a job where you're connected to other people? What will happen to them? When you think about all of those other things that are connected to, you know, the job or, you know, obviously whatever it is that it comes up as a resistance for you, it's... Oh, sorry, I don't know if you can hear that wind, but it's like a cyclonic outside at the moment. Sorry, I apologize for that. It's just, yeah, it's crazy outside. So back onto the resistance. So when you are, when you are resisting the what is going on for you, when you know on a some level that you need to change something, that you need to evolve something, that you need to change your direction, when you ignore it and you resist it, all you're doing is putting off the inevitable. It's going to happen regardless. Something in that is going to shift and change, because what is going to happen is you're going to stay in that pain. You're going to create more pain for yourself and more struggle and more hardship for you. But also what will eventually start to happen is that will ripple out to other areas in your life, because you're unhappy, when you are struggling in your job or your environment, you bring that into your relationships, you bring that into your friendship dynamic, you bring it into your partner relationship dynamic, because you are run down and you're struggling in one aspect of your life because you're resisting of what you know you need to be doing, that you then become unhappy and unfulfilled and unmotivated because you're not receiving the things that fill your cup up, that meet your needs, that meet your requirement for your overall health and well-being. And the more you resist things, the more struggle and hardship you will go through. And resistance is a really unsupportive trait to experience. And like I said, I've definitely still experienced it at times. I have experienced in my life. It's a very normal and thing to have. And many people experience resistance to, you know, certain different levels or different ways of resisting things. So it's not... It's not a reason to punish yourself if you're resisting something. It's just to bring awareness to yourself for what you may be resisting in your life and asking yourself why you're resisting it. And find ways that you can trust the experience and trust yourself. Find ways that you surrender to what is happening. And connecting inwards to yourself to know what is it that you are needing to do to navigate whatever this challenge or struggle is, to be able to push through the resistance and find a resolution to it. Resistance, if you look back in your history of your life or past experiences, and you are able to pinpoint certain moments of your life where you resisted something, ask yourself, what was the outcome of you resisting something? Did it actually work out in your favor? That's great if it did. If you resisted something and it actually worked out in your favor, that's a good thing. That's a great thing. But if you look back on it and you resisted something and it actually worked out for the worst and you were negatively impacted because of that, then ask yourself, how would you have navigated it now with new awareness and a new perspective on it? And if you were to trust and surrender the process, what could you have done differently so that you're able to be more informed for you now to know how you can do things in the future or do things that come up for you when you first feel that resistance again, so that you are able to navigate it being informed and how you can navigate it with much more ease. And I just want to touch on when resistance can be a beneficial thing, because there is a few ways that resistance can actually support us if it's coming from a place where we are aware and we know and we're connected to ourselves, to know what it is that we need that's going to benefit us. So when that resistance comes up, you're able to question it and gain more awareness and be informed. A very powerful thing to do for yourself is to learn how to be informed for yourself and for your life and for your experiences, so you have all the information and the data to then make those informed decisions. So when you notice yourself resisting something, do a check-in. Am I resisting something because this is going to benefit me? Am I resisting something because I'm scared? Am I resisting something because I'm not confident? And then when you figure out why you're resisting something, ask yourself what you're needing to do to navigate it with much more ease. How can you support yourself? And if you struggle with this, please reach out to me. I'm on Instagram, holistic_spiritual_therapy. You can connect with me in my emails, connect@mishaj.com, which all these details will be in the link of my podcast profile, so you can go check that out as well. I offer 6 weeks of working together where we navigate and connect with the 6 core foundations of how you can work out where you've disconnected, what's influenced you, how you can navigate your challenges with a new perspective and a new awareness and gain more confidence. Self-awareness is really the key to making the necessary changes in your life if you're feeling unhappy and unfulfilled. Because self-awareness, or when you have self-awareness, you're able to be informed. There's that word again. Because self-awareness allows you to connect with your emotions about what you're feeling and why you're feeling it. What you're thinking and why are you thinking that way? And you learn the tools and techniques to support you through it, because that's also really important when you are navigating experiences where you have resistance. It's great to know why you feel the resistance. It's great to know how you feel about the situation and what is resulting in you feeling that resistance. But if you don't know the steps to support yourself through and navigating the resistance to create more ease with going through with whatever it is that had initially resisted, you have felt resistance, but obviously you support yourself to navigate through that to get the outcome that's more desirable for you. If you're unable to have the awareness of what you need to support yourself, then it's going to be a lot more challenging and harder to gain that self-awareness to navigate those experiences. Because another thing which is I really want you to understand is it's great to have self-awareness for ourselves when it comes to our little bubble, our little personal environment. We can have the confidence in ourselves, we can have the confidence self-talk, we can have the confidence in expressing our needs in our little protective bubble and with the people that we trust the most. But what happens when you come out of that protective bubble and that protective personal bubble of your personal environment, and you go into those settings where in the past have been those triggering or similar experiences to your past environments, where you get triggered with anxiety or stress or lack of confidence, you self-doubt. You know, it's so great to have all of that when we're in our protective little bubble. But it's how you then transfer all of that and you bring it with you into the environments where initially you may have struggled or had challenged you or you felt anxious or not confident in. So the tools and techniques that you learn through the process of connecting and gaining self-awareness, the tools and techniques that you learn to support yourself through anxious and stressful moments, the tools and techniques that support you through navigating your resistance to certain experiences and situations, they are vital and so beneficial for your well-being. and you understanding and knowing what those tools are and techniques are to support yourself. So I'm going to leave it with a little recommendation for some journal prompts for you so that you can start to work and process your how you may be resisting certain things, but also how to connect and create deeper awareness for where that resistance is, but so you can navigate through it. So one prompt I suggest is just plain asking yourself, is there any area of my life that I'm currently resisting? Is there any area of my life that I'm currently resisting? And really sit with that question, really connect with it. If you analyze and go through every aspect or every area of your life, is there anywhere that you're currently resisting? And then ask yourself why. What is happening that is making you feel a resistance to? And what emotions and thoughts come up for you when you think about that? So when you think about what areas you may be resisting or certain situations or experiences that you might be resisting currently in your life, and why you're feeling that way, and then what are the emotions and thoughts that come up? This is all a part of the process of gaining that deeper self-awareness. And you might eventually get to a place where you don't even need to journal it. You just know it in the moment because you have that deep connection and awareness to yourself. So I appreciate you. I thank you for listening to this episode. If you would like to connect more with me or you'd like to speak to me directly, you can connect with me. There should be the link in my podcast profile, which I shared earlier, on Instagram, through my emails. And I'd really greatly appreciate your review, or you can connect with me here in the podcast episodes as well. And I'm also on YouTube, which is still recent and still new. I'm still developing my videos on there, but you can also watch, there's videos on YouTube as well. I send you so much love, and I look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you in another episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really deeply appreciate you. If you enjoyed what you heard and it resonated with you, I'd really appreciate it if you were able to share my podcast with those that you care about and that would also benefit from the topics that I share and discuss in my podcast. If you're not already, I am on social media, on pretty much all the platforms, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. Instagram is the main place and space that I communicate with you and share content. So please check out the link in my bio and come connect with me. Send me a message. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to read your reviews of how you experience and have enjoyed these podcasts and the episodes and the topics that I discuss. And I look forward to hearing from you and reading your review soon.